seen, God fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth quite well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in the secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. And I have to see my substance yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. In the 139th Psalm, we find that King David is writing, and he speaks about God's omniscience, meaning God being all-knowing, also God's omnipresent, God being everywhere, and also God's providence, God taking care of our situation and our lives. We won't read all the way down to the Psalm, but we see where David recognizes Thank you.
Thank you.
just like you are fully aware of them and fully capable to reach out and touch and to heal and to recover. You're able to deliver our minds from despair. You're able to settle our hearts in times of distress. You know our downsides and you know our uprisings. And we thank you, Father, that you would continue, as you always have been, to simply be faithful, to watch over us, to keep us safe in your care. Deliver us in this present hour according to your will. And we look forward to the time when we're all together once again, assembled here in our normal fashion, embracing one another and rejoicing in the gospel of grace and singing songs and songs of praise to your great and matchless name. We beg you to continue to keep in care all that need your help, and we beg you, Father, that you continue to bless us to keep our minds stayed upon the Word of God.